sometimes all you have to do in this game is just sit back and wait. This is the MCOC and Me podcast, and I'm your host, Zach Rossi. If you've been playing the game for maybe 5 years plus, you will have seen every so often, especially around the holidays or whenever some big events are happening, there's always a bundle that is kind of geared toward a champion, like a trophy champion, if you will. Because that's what the game thrives on. They thrive on these, you know, these little offers, but they're not really offers because they, you know, are a couple thousands worth of units and stuff like that. But some players will definitely pull the trigger on them while other players will pass. However, if you just kind of sit back, if you just kind of wait, if you just kind of maybe put the game down for a little while and come on back, all that stuff will literally become free. And here's what I'm talking about. I am talking about OG Vision and how he used to be worth thousands upon thousands of units. But now, if you have been playing the game recently and have been keeping track of the romance calendar, you basically got him for free if you chose to select him from the champion selector. And here's what I'm talking about. In the romance calendar, they're offering some pretty cool little, you know, rewards for logging in every day. And when I looked at the calendar, I saw this, you know, selector bundle for different champions. And I'm like, all right, that's cool. I'll go ahead and select, you know, a champion that I don't have. And the first champion I selected was Tigra because I've been trying to awaken her. And plus, I had a bunch of stones to take her up to max take ability. And I did that. But I was more surprised to see a selector that you could actually get an OG Vision for free simply by logging in. And I could not help but laugh at that because I knew that there are probably some whales and some players out there that saw this thing and said to themselves, oh my God, I can't believe that the game did me like that. I can't believe that I spent all of these units to try to acquire that champion only for this champion to be available for free later on. And I think it's hilarious. But it also just shows you how the game economy really is just kind of one of those things where it may be expensive at first, but if you sit back and relax, it'll come to you. And Seton has kind of said this before many different times on his channel, because look at how the economy of the game was a couple years ago. You could not really get a 6-star awakening gem unless you did some content. Now they just give them away in every side event that we've had over the last couple of months. I have, I think right now, 14 6-star awakening gems, which I didn't even have before. Like, before, trying to get one of those was impossible. It was like a hard, really hard thing to do, and I was coveting those things because awakening champions was really sort of difficult for me. But now I'm sitting on a plethora of them, and I can pick and choose whomever I want. Same thing with rank up materials. The more stuff you do in the game, the easier it's going to come to you. Same thing with acquiring shards. But the game economy right now is pretty much just like, it's almost pushing everything towards the free-to-play players like myself and many others. Like I said, I've said before that I am free-to-play. The only thing that I spend like kind of, you know, money on is the Summoner Sigil and the unit subscription card. But that to me is not like hurting the wallet, if you will. They're just good stuff to keep my account, you know, pretty consistent and pretty much afloat. But it is kind of funny how, like, I look at this OG Vision thing, and I look at the way that 6-star gems are just being sort of given out now. And it's funny how the game economy can just really benefit you by simply sitting and waiting. And I have to laugh at the whales and the pros that are spending the money on it, because it's just kind of it's a big win for the free-to-play community, if you will, I think. I think those, you know, players that are, you know, hey, I never had an OG Vision, maybe they have a special memory of that champion. I know that when the game was first coming out and I was playing it, OG Vision was my, you know, insurance policy because of his ability to drain power from the attackers and defenders. But, you know, the game has changed. There's different variations of different power drain champions and stuff right now. But I think it's really cool that OG Vision became available to everybody just as a random 6-star selector. Now, you could have selected, I think Mantis was in the other part of that, and I think Silver Surfer was the other champion as well. But I already have those two. They're at a pretty good stick ability, but I'm going after the one that I don't have. And I think that's, you know, that's really cool. But I'm curious to see how, like, this little calendar is going to affect the economy going forward. Because if Kabam right now is, it's only February. I mean, March is pretty much incoming within a few days here, but we're only 2 months into the year. And if the game economy is going to just be giving us six-star champions like this, I can only imagine what it's going to be like come spring, summer, fall, and winter. Because if we're getting this stuff now, imagine what's going to happen later. Imagine what kind of content is going to give us some pretty cool rewards out there, by the way. And also, side note, speaking of content, if you haven't done week two of Winter of Woe, this is so much better than it was last week. And I'm going to make a separate episode about that. I don't want to try to do two in one just because my voice and my throat and my nose are just hanging on by a thread here. But I'm going to wrap this up today. This is kind of a short Sunday, you know, snippet episode, if you will. But the bottom line is this. Whether you're a new player or a progressing player or a veteran player, I think this is a good way to sort of look at the game economy and say to yourself that you can bypass offers. Just wait until stuff becomes free to you. Kind of look at like what you need versus what you want. And you never know. We might be getting some good goodies down the line. Maybe there's a thing out there that, you know, you pay for like a track type of thing with some rewards on it. They get you some really good stuff as well. But I kind of like this idea of sitting and waiting for the rewards to come to you, because you know why? It's just one of those things that puts a smile on my face. And like I said, it's just nice to have a big W for the free-to-play community. But that's it on my end. I'll talk to you all next time on the MCOCME podcast.